boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Doing some cleaning, going through some of my clothes that no longer fit or I just don't want anymore because they're just like not my style anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because I don't want them, I thought, why not make some extra cash and go sell them to some places that take those clothes in town, you know?
Yeah, you always got to try, even if they don't take all of it.
Right. And then I'll go and donate it, you know, but I always want to see what kind of cash can I get out of this, mm-hmm. right? The thing about selling your clothes, though, is that at the end of the transaction, you will almost always get offended.
Uh-huh. My feelings are always slightly hurt.
I'm so glad you say that. I thought maybe it was me and I was overreacting and mm-hmm. I get offended easily, which I do, but they just always say things. I don't know if they know it can offend people or what their goal is. But, you know, you go up there and you're like, oh, hey, I just sold. It sounds like it's done or whatever. And they're like, okay, here's what we want. And it's usually a very small, small pile.
Uh-huh.
And your bag of what you brought in, a gigantic bag, is still
you're
gigantic.
Like, did they stuff more in there? That's Am I leaving with more than I came with?
I swear to God, that's what it looks like every freaking time. And so they're like, yep, we're going to take this amount of stuff, which honestly looks like two things. And then they're like, the reason we're not accepting, we're not going to take all of these clothes. And then they go on. And every time they will offend you. And they're like, the reason we're not accepting it is because it's like too mature for us. And I'm like, are you calling me old?
Yeah, did you tell me I brought in old lady clothes?
That's what I'm saying.
It feels like.
Or they're like, it's just like too outdated for us. Or not good quality enough for us.
Uh-huh. Or there's some wear and tear in the armpits. And I'm like, I sweat. So sorry. Oh my God. Call me out in front of the whole store.
Or it's the wrong season. Well, no, duh. That's why I'm going to give you winter season because I don't want to wear it anymore.
I mean, it's nice because they want to give you reason and you don't want to go home and be like, well, I wonder why. So they're just telling you why they're not buying it. But yeah, every time I'm like, oh, geez, that one cut a little deep.
I kind of want to cut them off next time and be like, shh, I know it's
me. I'm good.
I know it's me. It's not you. You don't need to tell me.
How about we just have an unspoken relationship? Just give me the crap you don't want. I don't want to know why.
I brought a gigantic bag of clothes to sell today. And I'd say they took about 5 to 8 articles of clothing. I made $12.
Wow.
Making money. Whoa.
Yeah, that's not bad.
The problem is technically we're in the hole right now.
You already spent it.
And more. Because I have a problem. When I go in and I sell, I obviously am like, well, I'm here, you know, waiting for them to like go through my clothes. I'm like, I better look for more. I'm selling a ton. I better look for more clothes. So I went and I looked at jeans and...
Dude, you can't browse while you're selling.
Well, I feel it's like I have to because it feels like have you ever gone to a store and then you like feel like you have to buy something because if you walk out, it feels like you might have stole something. Even though you didn't steal anything. Yeah. It just feels like you did steal. That's the same thing with selling. I feel like if I'm in there waiting for them to go through my bag of clothes, I got to buy something because otherwise I stole something, even though I didn't steal anything. It just feels like that.
Mm-mm. No, I don't even let myself look because I know that will happen. However, then I girl math and I'm like, well, I'm selling clothes, so I deserve a fancy coffee. Let me go stop there while my clothes are being sorted through. And then, oh, I still have some time. They haven't texted me. Maybe I'll go to Target, too. And
then you're in the hole, too.
So, yeah, I end up in the hole, but at least not in the same building.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
You ever see like the younger generation on TikTok and they're so excited about old fashion trends coming back?
Yeah.
You're gonna hate this.
Where are you going with this?
Well, this isn't necessarily like an old fashion trend. It's something though that they all think is really cool, and I am a little confused why. The new hot trend accessory is braces, but not real braces, fashion braces.
What are fashion braces?
Well, let me explain.
Dear Lord.
They are fake braces.
Oh my God.
So you can buy braces that are whatever color you want for like $55 on Etsy, on all of these different websites are offering them. And they don't do anything for your teeth. Mm-hmm. They are literally just kind of like a retainer almost, but you just slide them on and you're wearing them for the look of them, not because they're actually fixing your teeth. And it's everywhere in the younger generation, which in my brain, I'm like, did you guys actually have braces? Because if you did, you would know how terrible they were.
I think this is great.
You love it.
Now hear me out though. I think this is a great opportunity for anyone who hasn't gotten braces yet. Let's go. This is an opportunity that if you're like, oh, maybe I'm too old, or like, maybe I'm going to look weird. This is our opportunity right now.
You're young and hip and cool.
You're hip and cool. This is it. This is our moment.
Are you doing it?
I would do it.
Okay.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
It's official. Code red on this show means that one of us needs some serious adult advice.
It's got to be you.
Most likely will be me. All right. I'm issuing a code red. I need advice on something. I'm moving again. Mm-hmm. And I was bringing some things up from the basement, getting it ready to move over the weekend. And I'm putting it in the kitchen. And one of those boxes, well, actually, a couple of those boxes are DVDs. Three boxes full of DVDs. I have tons of things. I mean, I've got just like Blu-rays. I've got like just regular DVDs of like all the Full House on you know, every season. Mm-hmm. Every season of Big Bang Theory. I've got just regular DVDs. Like, you want 13 going on 30? I got you, boo.
Okay.
So I have all of them. Three boxes full of DVDs. Now, I was going to keep these, but the new place I'm moving to, I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily have room for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to do, because I want to keep them. And the reason I want to keep them is because streaming services. Yeah. You could tell me, you know, every movie you want's on a streaming service. Yeah, right. Because Netflix has kicked me out of my parents' one. Soon everybody else is going to catch on to those things. They're going to kick me out of my parents' Max. They're going to kick me out of my parents' Hulu.
Yeah.
Soon I'm going to lose access to all of those. And I'm too cheap to pay for those streaming services. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to end up losing them. And I'm going to be like, man, I really wish I had my DVDs, you know? So that's the reason why I'm keeping them. Because, like, someday I might not have all the streaming services. Plus, they keep racking up the bills on them. And someday I might just boycott them anyways.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know what to do.
Number one, do you even have a DVD player?
I do.
You do? Okay, that's good. When's the last time you watched one of these DVDs?
That's a good question. So I've been living in my new place for like since October, so like 5 months, right? And I have only watched one on DVD.
Okay.
And that was Meet Me in St. Louis, because that one is really rare to hit streaming service.
Okay. See, that I get. However, the rest of them they gotta go.
But what if I like get
no, not what if, because you never use them. I get like something that you have a whole all the seasons of. I can't remember what
Full
shows.
House.
Yeah, Full House. If that's like a collector's thing, I totally get that. However, three boxes of DVDs, you're aging yourself, dude.
You think I gotta get rid of them?
I think you need to whittle it down a whole lot.
Taylor,
and the only ones Taylor. You need to be keeping are things like Meet Me in St. Louis that maybe are super rare to find on streaming services, or those really meaningful series. Otherwise, I don't know what kind of retinol we need to be prescribing, but that's gonna go hand in hand with your DVDs.
Thank God our listeners are so much wiser, so much smarter than me.
Yeah, I don't know if it's because we haven't lived enough life or can't make a decision.
I think it's both.
Both. It is both.
officially put out a code red. I need adult advice. I'm moving again, and I was bringing some things up from the basement. Three of those things was boxes full of DVDs. I know in the next place, I don't really have room for them. If I put them in the new place, they're going to be tight squeeze. I really want to keep them. Because part of me is like, what if I need them one day?
You are like doomsday prepping, I think, in my opinion. I'm like, you say that you haven't really watched any of them except for maybe one in the last 6 to 8 months.
Yep.
I kind of think it might be time to move on with the digital age, okay? You can find anything you want on the internet and on streaming services.
Oh, it hurts.
Sorry. Well, we can hear from others because it's not just me and you out in this world. So, Amanda, what do you think about this?
My husband and I have the same thing. We have tons and tons of DVDs, and we're like, oh, we don't want all these DVDs, but we want to keep, or the cases, but we don't want to keep the DVDs. So we got like a CD wallet type thing and just put the DVDs in there and got rid of the cases. So we still have all of our DVDs, but we don't have any of the cases that take up all the space.
Okay. I feel like everybody had one of those in their car for their CDs.
Oh, yeah. I only have a slight problem with that is because I could see myself one day trying to sell them.
Oh.
And I could see them not taking the DVDs because I don't have the case to go with it.
Right. My other thing when I think about that is my girl's kind of lazy, okay? And I know if you can't see, if you, all of them aren't displayed and you can't see and you got to flip through a book.
And you're going to tell me I have to put them in alphabetical order?
There's no chance. You're not going to flip through that entire book to find the movie that you want.
You know me so well.
I know. Thank you very much. Alexis, what do you think she should do?
Honestly, I say go through the ones that you don't think you'll ever watch again, but definitely keep your favorites. I still have VHSs that I hold to that I don't think I'll ever get rid of because they are my favorites.
Do you have a VHS player to go with it, though?
Yes.
I get the nostalgia, right?
I have those too, Taylor. We also
you do? How many boxes? Oh, my God.
They're half of the one of the three.
It's like a history museum.
I'm just like, what if they're worth one day? I could retire early.
You say that.
And it's going to be that girl in the afternoon.
Off your DVDs. Honestly, if that's the case, then I deserve it. Truly. Wow. Robert, what do you think she should do?
I didn't do it. Well, I put them onto a Plex server. So that way I can watch them anytime I want and I have them stored somewhere else.
Oh. So like digitally?
Yeah. Yeah. You put it onto a Plex server and then basically, well, you need a computer big enough to hold all those DVDs onto it. But you put it onto a Plex server. And then from the Plex server, you can watch it anywhere you have internet and as long as that computer is hooked up.
It's like your own streaming service. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
I have hope in my heart today. Something about a Friday, sunshine, green grass. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where is my margarita?
Why are you looking at me like I was supposed to bring
one? Well, no, I'm just saying, like, before we know it, you guys, we're going to be on a patio. It's so close to, I can taste the margarita almost.
Answer me this one. You think it's nice outside, right?
I mean, compared to what we got earlier this week, this is great.
I drove by some construction dudes, and they were bundled up. Like two sweatshirts, winter coats, and I'm like, what are you doing? It's a nice day.
Well, I don't know. It's a little windy. Maybe they were chilly.
I'm over here in a t-shirt, and I was like outside just chilling.
Well, maybe you should go to the construction site and start doing some work, maybe.
Yeah, right. Me doing that?
No.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Okay, Let's Get Quizzical is like my firstborn child.
It is.
It's your favorite son or daughter, and you're like, nobody touches them, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody gets near them.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely ever let you take lead.
It's only I could count on one hand, probably.
Yeah. I like to do it. I like to run it. I like to find the questions. I just like, it's my baby, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I really need your help.
Okay.
She's like, God, I have to work.
You know what?
Here's the thing. We're going to go over a question tonight that has to do with the glove. I always call it glove. I call them glove departments.
Which is so close, but not quite.
So I know I'm going to call it a glove department, which is wrong.
It's the glove compartment, which is in your car. There's no department in the car.
So I think I'll say glove, but I'm gonna need you to fill in.
Oh, you need me to like lip dub over you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can.
Because I know I'm gonna say the wrong thing.
Okay. I have one job tonight. Sweet.
And one job and one word.
Amazing. I love being helpful.
Great. Let's set the mood.
Okay. I feel like this is what the inside of your brain sounds like.
I'm offended, but also it's accurate.
You know that I'm right.
The question tonight, 21% of people have this in their glove
compartment
or center console in their car. What is it?
See, that worked out great. Now everybody knows what we're talking about, the compartment, okay?
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'd like to think stranger things have happened on this show, but I don't know. Is this one of our strangest things?
Definitely not. No. There's been plenty of weird stuff.
I have a problem where I call in my car, I call it a glove department.
It's not a problem. It's a choice. You choose to say glove department.
I just have always called it that my whole life. And then honestly, just in the last, like, I think recently in the last like 6 months, you called me out and you're like, honey, it's called glove
compartment.
Thank you.
I don't want to confuse the people. This was your idea that I help you out.
Yes. So because I have a habit, I've been saying it for 29 years of my life. I'm going to need your help. I need you to step in with the quizzical.
I want to make sure everything's clear here.
So the question is, 21% of people have this in their glove
compartment
or center console in their car. What is it?
I bet you didn't even notice.
Can you tell?
That anything happened. Christy said napkins from a fast food place. Why do we all do that? It feels like a shared experience. Like, I don't know if it's because we all saw our parents do it.
Yeah, it's because my parents did it, so I do it.
So you're like, anytime I don't use the napkin, it's going in the glove compartment. Because what if?
Or extra straws,
just
in case they don't give you any.
And you will thank your future self.
Mm-hmm. 1816 said chapstick.
That sounds like a mess.
A miss?
A mess.
Oh, a mess. Yeah.
Like, if it melts?
I usually leave it in, like, the cup holder. Which is probably even worse now that I think about that, because the sun's going to hit it.
I think one time I had one in the center console and it melted everywhere and I was upset because it was like my favorite chapstick lip gloss situation.
But I bet your car smelled good.
You know what? No, it didn't. It actually did not at all. 3573 says gloves. Imagine that. Gloves in the glove compartment. I don't, actually.
Nope, I don't.
I have some in my center console, though. I should move those. What am I doing?
Wait, I have two questions. Hold up. What type of gloves? Are we talking like winter, surgical gloves?
No.
Are you performing?
Look at me. Do I look like I'm performing any sort of medical procedure?
I don't know.
No. They're like winter gloves I keep in there just in case my hands get cold.
I have never heard of anyone putting a winter glove in their like center console.
Hello, nice to meet you. I have them.
Now, surgical gloves make sense.
That sounds like you've been in the car with a murderer.
Probably possible.
Yeah, think about that, freak.
It's a good thing I don't live with my parents anymore. Because like, you know how they would ask you when you come home from school? So, Taylor, what'd you learn today?
Oh, yeah. Normally, we're like, nothing. Don't talk to me, Mom.
And they asked me today what I learned. I'd be like, my coworker had to say a word for me because I can't say it.
You can, but you just don't believe that that's what it's called.
I call it a glove department, okay? Sorry.
Not what you'd find at Target, but she means the glove compartment. That is inside your vehicle.
I just called it that the last 29 years of my life because I seriously thought that's what it was called, and I guess it's not what it's called.
So I'm stepping in just to make sure nobody is confused.
I think my parents are proud.
I think they're confused.
The question tonight, 21% of people have this in their glove
compartment
or center console in their car. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I can say this word, toothpaste.
Do you have that? In your car?
No, not anywhere in my car. No, actually.
I don't either, because I'm like, what? Mouthwash, I would understand.
Mouthwash I would rather do than toothpaste.
Toothpaste? That belongs in the oral hygiene department.
It's great to be a Hawkeye. Scene 102.9.
I feel like everybody in the state of Iowa, and honestly, most of the United States of America, is hoping that Caitlin Clark can pull out a win tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But... it's important for us to do our part too and make sure whatever good luck ritual you normally do for an Iowa game, you're doing that tonight. Oh, so yeah. We want to know, do you have any good luck rituals or something you always wear or eat for Iowa games? I am a little scared to ask you what you do.
You know what? It's I don't have like something that I eat or that I wear or anything. I watched the national championship game last year, which was Iowa versus LSU.
Yeah.
And that was the only game of the whole women's basketball season that I sat down and watched. That's the only one.
Yeah.
And I feel like because that was the only one I watched, I'm the reason why they lost.
Oh, my God. It was you.
I'm the problem. It's me. I've told you this before. I feel like anytime I sit down and watch an entire Minnesota Vikings game, they lose.
Okay.
But if I watch little clips here and there, they're fine. They'll win that game. Or if I don't watch it all, they do just fine. But if I sit down and watch an entire football game
live as it's happening,
they lose terribly. They do some stupid mistakes. So I was thinking about watching the game tonight. I really was. I was like, you know what? I haven't watched a single game all season long. Mm-hmm. This is one of Caitlin Clark's like last couple of games. Maybe. Who knows? Right? This could be the last one. She might have one more. Right? Who knows?
Right.
I'm like, I kind of want to watch it. Everyone else is going to be. It's a decent time tonight where I'm still going to be awake. Then I remembered last year and I'm like, maybe for the whole sake of Iowa, I do everyone this one thing and I just
sit this one out.
I sit this one out and I watch Hannah Montana instead.
Oh my God. I wonder, you could do, my sister and her husband have this thing that they do for, he's a huge 49ers fan, that maybe you could try this, that when they start playing bad, he makes her go in the other room and stop watching.
My dad would make me
do
that.
And they do better.
My dad would make me do that.
Maybe you could do that tonight with Iowa basketball just to see
so
how it goes.
So I get banned until the second room?
I mean, you at least get to see some of it then.
That's true. I'll just make sure the other room has Hannah Montana on.
Perfect.
Well, tonight everybody's sitting at home. We're at the bar watching Iowa versus UConn play some basketball. I will not be watching basketball tonight. Absolutely not. I will be at home watching Hannah Montana. You can forget basketball at my house. No, it is not because I am disrespectful in any sort of way. I'm actually doing the state of Iowa a favor. You're welcome.
Thank you. Why?
Okay. I didn't watch.
I didn't know this women's team revolved around you, Destiny. This is news to me.
Okay. I didn't watch a single basketball game last year until we got to the championship round. Yeah. Then I was like, of course, if everybody else is watching, I'm going to watch too. Caitlin's the GOAT. I'm going to watch this. Okay. Right. So I watched. I sat at home. I watched the entire game start to finish. What happened last year, Taylor? Go ahead. Tell me.
They lost mm-hmm. in the championship. Mm-hmm. And that was your fault? How?
Because
you watched.
Because I watch, and I didn't watch any other game. So how come when I watched one game, we lost?
Right.
But we did great the whole season. The entire season, we did great when I wasn't watching. So how are we doing this season? We're doing real good, aren't we?
Yeah, Final Four tonight, baby.
And what have I been doing? Not watching.
Okay. You got to keep it consistent.
If I were to tune in tonight, I feel like I'm bad luck. So I'm doing this for the state of Iowa. As much as I would kill to watch, I really would like to. This is freaking history.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to have to see everyone posting about it on Facebook and have some FOMO.
Right. Well, thank you for your service. That's really all we can ask. Because I feel like there are good luck rituals that you have been doing all season that you're like, I'm going to stick to this.
Mm-hmm.
And my behavior tonight, I feel like for every game that I've watched, I've sat on the same side of the couch. That's where I'm going to park my butt tonight.
You're not going to sit on the other side?
Nope, not going to risk it. I use the same like throw blanket as I'm sitting there. Going to use that one as well. And then I never can just be watching the game because I get too nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always doing something else. And I feel like every other game that I've watched again so far this season, I'm coloring on my iPad like a 6-year-old. So I'm going to be multitasking during tonight's game because I feel like if I keep it consistent, then we're just going to keep on winning.
Dang it. You know what I was kind of hoping for? Because you said you needed to be doing something to distract you. What I was hoping for is that you could text me the update since I can't watch the game and you can tell me what's happening. But never mind. You're going to be coloring like a 6-year-old on your iPad.
I can't risk it for the state of Iowa.
Our Hawkeyes are in the Final Four.
It's great to be a Hawkeye.
Go Iowa. Beat the Huskies. Z102.9.
God, I really hope one of the questions is what kind of thing do they toss around on the little court? And I would say a basketball. And I would hope that that's right.
It's not one of the questions.
Hitting the ground running tonight.
Dang it.
Yeah, well, let's start with question one. What year was the first women's NCAA tournament?
Oh, no. God. Come on, Spencer. Was it? I just said I only know the thing is a call to basketball.
I'm sorry. Was it A, 1975, B, 1980, C, 1982, or D, 1992?
Did you say something about 1980?
I said 1980, yes.
That sounds great.
82.
82 is correct.
Oh, my God.
It's been since 1982, originally 32 teams in the field.
Wow.
Now we're up to 68.
Wow. So whoa.
That's insane.
Quite a bit. Over the last however many years that is. So Taylor's up 1-0. Are we keeping score in this? I should have
sure.
Asked. Okay, well, Taylor's winning.
She only wants to because she's
only while I'm winning.
How many times total have the Iowa women made the Final Four? Once, twice, three times, or four times?
Are you counting this current year?
Yes. Are you counting this year?
She knows.
I think I do.
Three.
Yeah, I believe this is our third time.
It is three.
Yeah.
Wow. You both have a point. Yeah, 1993. Then it was 30 years.
Wow.
And they made it last year, and then they're back this year. So three times.
Okay. Thank you, Caitlin Clark.
There you go. Yeah, absolutely. Number three, question three. Which women's team has the most NCAA championships? Is it Tennessee, Stanford, South Carolina, or Connecticut?
I'm going to say Tennessee.
I'm going to say South Carolina.
It's Connecticut.
Oh!
Did you say Connecticut?
I did say Connecticut. It's important to pay attention when I'm reading the options. Yes, it is Connecticut, the team Iowa's playing. They've won 11 titles.
Holy cow!
For the longest time, they were women's basketball, basically.
So, jeez.
There you go. And question four. I think Taylor's still winning 2-1.
I'm winning.
Question four. Who was the last Big Ten women's team to win a national championship? Was it Purdue? Was it Iowa? Was it Minnesota or Michigan State?
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know. Purdue. That's stupid. I feel like that's wrong.
That's what I was going to say. So I'll just go with you. Purdue.
Purdue's actually right.
Wow.
Purdue is actually the only Big Ten team to win
ever?
A women's national championship. They won it back in 1999. Technically, Maryland won a national championship, but they won it before they were in the Big Ten. Mm. So it doesn't count as a Big Ten championship.
So if Iowa were to win,
yes.
This would be the second time ever?
Yes.
Some history could be made. No pressure, Caitlin. No pressure.
Exactly.
Today's hit music for Hawkeyes. Go Hawks.
Z102.9.
I'm in the process of moving again. And I get it. People are like, oh, I don't want to move the boxes and the heavy, you know, bookshelves and the bed and blah, 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 blah. That's not the part I'm dreading the most, Taylor. There is something that I am dreading worse when it comes to moving.
I don't know. It could be worse than trying to move furniture. That's pretty bad.
It's changing your address at the post office.
Oh.
God, I dread that so much.
Yeah. I normally don't even remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Until it's been
3 months,
way too long, and like, the amount of things that I miss is probably crazy.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Imagine this: you're single. You're going out on the town with your girlfriends. You're dressed up. You're feeling good, looking good. And you see a guy across the bar that is unbelievably attractive to you.
Yummy.
But,
ew, I don't know.
God, jeez.
Don't go to the bar with me.
Okay, noted. But you're like, oh my God, the guy is so hot, but I don't really know how to go up to him and start talking to him because it's scary.
Yeah.
It can be a little intimidating. That is where this new trend from TikTok is coming around. The single girlies are looking for an easy approach to get men from the bars. And I'm sure you could do this vice versa. You could do this if you were a guy, if you wanted to. But there's these girls on TikTok going viral because for $22, they are getting more dates than they ever have with a personalized stamp.
A personalized stamp? What do you mean?
So they created like a stamper, a stamp bar, and they personalized it to say, you're cute and I'm cute. You should hit me up if you're single. And then they sign it with their Instagram handle. So instead of going up to a guy and being like, oh my gosh, you're really attractive. Are you single? Because that can be really intimidating. They say, oh my gosh, can I see your hand? And they stamp it and then they walk away. And then it's kind of in the guy's hands, the ball's in their court to make the next move, which I'm kind of like, I like that. It can be really scary to walk up to somebody and strike up a conversation.
Dude, the only thing that makes me nervous...
You look unsure about this.
Is that you got some crazy girls. I don't know, maybe I'm one of the crazy girls. That, like, you know, you don't know if that guy's single. What if I went to the bathroom and I left my man at the bar?
Mm-hmm.
And you just stamped him, and I come back, and I'm like, excuse me? You just got another woman's Instagram? What are you doing out here, cheating? And he didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
He just got stamped unknowingly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes me a little nervous.
And yeah, now you're scaring me. I'm not going to lie. I don't like it anymore.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I feel like I always see people on TikTok sharing really creative ways that they are like hitting on people at the bars.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me kind of sad because I feel like that really wasn't a thing when I was in my like going out phase of my life.
Yeah.
The craziest things that would ever happen was like the bartender would be like, oh, that guy across the bar wanted to pay for your tab. And you're like, oh, sick. I'm going to turn the other way and enjoy my drink. Thank you so much. Or there was one time that a guy approached me and was like, hey, you ever been on a boat? And I was like, yeah. What are we talking about right now? And it was like, I couldn't tell if he was hitting on me or if he was just testing my boat knowledge.
Oh, dear Lord.
But that was really it. I never had anybody like stamp my hand the way that people are doing now or hand me a business card. Did anything ever like happen to you like that?
No, because I've never been hit on at a bar.
Oh.
Ever. Because I just how my life has kind of like worked out. I never really like had a bar life.
Yeah.
Really. Like when I was always older than my friends, like in college and stuff, like I was older than them. They were all like a couple, 2-3 years younger than me for my group and stuff. So when I was 21, they weren't 21 yet, so they couldn't go to the bar. So I didn't get to go and have like the bar life. And then by the time that they got old enough, I was in like a serious relationship, so I didn't need to really go. And then, you know, now when I was like, okay, I'm ready to start dating again, all my friends are like in a serious relationship, we don't want to go. Or now they're like too old, I don't want to go to the bar. And so then I was like, okay. All right. So I never really got like the bar life ever.
I feel like it's so hard.
I feel like
if you don't do it, you feel like you're missing out.
I feel like I have missed out. Not gonna lie. I feel like I have missed out. I feel like I should have had it. Maybe I needed it to experience. I don't know. Do I need it? I don't know. Because I know you had it. And then I'm like, God, do I need it to be like a real adult? I don't know.
No. You know what? In fact, I think it took years off my life, to be honest.
Cheering on the Hawkeyes and playing today's hit music. Go Hawks! Z102.9.
We're all obviously hoping that this is a big weekend full of lots and lots of basketball tonight. Hopefully they move on to the championship game on Sunday, the Iowa women's team that is. And if you're going out to watch the games in public, you see a little cutie across the bar, catches your eye, and you're like, I don't really know how to like grab their attention with such a crazy game going on.
Yeah.
We got you, boo, with some basketball pickup lines.
Yes, we do.
I think we can make anything happen these days.
We really can.
If he wanted to, he would. Okay, remember that.
Amen, sister.
When you're watching the games tonight. Okay. Would you like me to go first?
Yes, please do.
Okay, so this is like, I'm walking up to you and I say, you must be a basketball jersey because I want your name and number.
Ooh.
That's good.
That's good. Now that's good.
Thank you
that
very
is
much.
Good. Okay. I'd love to show you my crossover move, but I'm afraid I'd cross over into your heart.
Oh, wow. That's some confidence. You got to be confident with that one.
You do.
Okay. Are you a layup? Because you're smooth and reliable.
Snap.
Again, the confidence.
Are you a free throw? Because you look like a perfect shot.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I made my last two Iowa specific. I hope
that's
okay.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, overachiever. I did
sorry,
that.
I'm just saying I want people to find love tonight, all right? Are you Lisa Bluter? Because you're calling the shots in my heart. Right?
You can have my phone number. It's 319.
Automatic first date with that one.
That was good. You don't need a buzzer beater to win over this heart.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Are you Caitlin Clark? Because you score from long range in my heart.
Why you gotta do me like that? Honestly, why you gotta add Caitlin Clark in there? I mean, come on.
Because that alone is gonna score you your forever.
I thought my last one was good, but I don't even know if I want to do it because now, that one was good.
Now you gotta do it.
It doesn't say Caitlin Clark in it.
Well, that's fine.
Though I am no referee, here's my verdict. We're bound to make a great team.
Well, it's not. There's nothing sexy about that when you say it like that.
You added Caitlin Clark into it. What am I supposed to do about this?
I'm just saying.
You won.
I did win.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.